Okay, wow, we're getting to number three. I'm ticking away here and staying on schedule with stuff. So, as it looks like things may be culminating, the current things happening in Taiwan, I've asked this legislator's aide to send the message up to Taipei, which is communicating, saying, I'm utterly shocked that no one in immigration called me in for a one-on-one interview. I'm applying for permanent unchecked residence, for the most part unchecked. I mean, they take the collar off, they take the leash off the collar and let you run around. I mean, it is an incredibly, I mean, they give you a lot of the powers of a full-fledged citizen for not being one with this thing. And they never ask for a face-to-face interview. It's like if you know that I know a student here in Taiwan that's going to study in America, and the student had to go to Taiwan's office, America's office at Taiwan, because Taiwan's a not country, so America and Taiwan in each other's countries, or not countries, whatever, have a not embassy with a not ambassador, and they give you a not visa, and all that BS. So they had to go to the not embassy to have an interview. And it's a face-to-face talk just for a student visa for a high school student. Why isn't Taiwan doing the same thing? And I said that to the legislator here, the legislator's aide. I mean, you ever talk to a legislator? They're busy. I mean, really, really busy. You talk to their aides. Their aides funnel stuff and get stuff working. That's how administration works. I don't want to talk to a legislature or legislator, excuse me. I'll talk to a legislature. They're all on list. I don't want to talk to a legislator. Not much anyway. Be to the point. You know, save people time. You want respect. You want a legislator to like you. Ask to not talk to them. I'm serious, because they'll appreciate. Wow, they know you through work, not through looking at each other and making noises with your mouths. Goodness, there's other ways to get stuff done and communicate with people. So, all right, okay. So in fact, hold on. I'm having a Rubio moment here, and I need water because I know how it feels. Absolutely. You know, I kind of want to start a water bottle brand and call it Rubio. No. Do you think that'd be allowable? I think you're allowed to use. You could even spell it differently with a trademark problem. Spelling things all sorts of ways these days. Okay, so you hear it here first. If there's a water bottle company that comes out called Rubio, then and you'll know you heard it here first. So, no, I've lost my train of thought here. So, I told the legislator's aide, we've had this friendly conversation. You think I need to smile. The trouble is, I have been friendly to the government, and the government's told me that I'm friendly, but that's not a basis for a visa. Permanent residence is also a visa. I've got to have something substantive. So it's like, the substance of the matter is very ugly. I'm not trying to be ugly to be mean. I'm forced to be ugly because the only substance of the matter is that I've been patient with Taiwan for how ugly Taiwan has been. That's not friendly, but that's my basis. I'm arguing that that makes it's like a poet visa, person of extraordinary talent. You know, it's an unusual case. That's what Milo has in America, I believe. Milo the. You know, the Christian homosexual news guy who was at Breitbart or whatever. You've heard about Milo. Love Milo Yiannopoulos. Okay, we stay focused here. No, you've got the podcast observer in the background. Okay, so I told the legislator's aide, call Taipei, tell them about our friendly conversation, and I would love it if they issued me a summons where they said, you're in our country, you're applying for permanent residence, we are legally requiring you to get your butt up here and have a friendly conversation with us face to face. I said, I would expect that they do that and tell them I'd be happy to show my friendly side. And also, you know, they asked, I said, but I'm going to write a story about what this happens, whether this ends well or bad. I'm not applying again. I've been here 12 years. I've applied twice. They haven't rejected this one, even though it looks like they're late. And, you know, we've still got time to make things work out well. So, let's go for a happy ending here. I'm waiting to write my story until I can get a happy ending, and I want to write a happy ending, and I'm very frustrated with Taiwan for not giving me the happy ending to write. I don't want to write until I can get a happy ending, and I have been writing for 7 years about Taiwan, and it's relatively positive, although objective. They said, well, she asked me, did you tell immigration that? I said, well, no, because that's not my basis, but they're welcome to ask if they want to talk to me. So, as that happens, what I wanted to be the main payload of this podcast episode, media. I got a phone call, whatever message, from my photographer. Yeah, the guy that I hired to take pictures of my glorious self. And he wants to do a TV advertisement, and he wants me to be the star. And so the other thing is, Lahi, incredibly good-looking kid, almost as good-looking as I am, is also getting jobs, you know, modeling and advertisements, etc. And this is moving and building and going forward. I've been talking with locals about getting a video series about normal life. I've been talking with my YouTuber friends, including Lahi and others, about the need to get into character on camera, about impromptu acting, where the model is yes and. What was the show where they had the modeling show and Drew Carey was the host, at least, and they had these actors on stage, and it was almost like a Saturday Night Live thing, but it wasn't quite so planned. Yeah, like they did do this all impromptu. Whose line is it anyway? That's impromptu acting, and in theory, theoretically, every actor you see in every movie has practiced this. And you know, you're on stage and you're supposed to start a play without any script at all, and you're supposed to make it entertaining to the live audience that's right there. Sometimes they give you a prop to get it going. Now, the secret is yes and. You always accept everything that everyone else says and then always contribute something new to it. You never respond equally because that kills it. And you never respond with a no. So it's, you walk in there's a bed. And what are they going to do? Well, one guy's sitting on the bed, one guy's standing up. So the guy in the bed, it's his line first. He goes, boy, doctor, I'm not feeling well. Okay, you know, so the other guy, like, oh, well, I'm a doctor now. The doctor says, well, let's have a look. Lie down fast. Says, okay, Duell, do you see anything? Oh, my, this doesn't look good. Oh, well, I can't feel anything. Oh, no, we're going to have to amputate. You know, like it just, you know, you just keep building it. You just keep adding to it. Now, if at any point the guy says, no, I don't want that. Well, now what? Now it's boring. It kills it. That's an art. You've got to practice it. And so I'm talking with people about this and everyone's receptive. As in, let's practice this all the time. So now when I'm going in and out of these places where these friends are, we're always on stage as if in front of camera with each other, getting into character, trying to ham it up constantly so that when we turn the camera on, it'll be fun. And all of us are pursuing work in acting, media. There's respect across the board. Oh, yeah, this is happening. Now, if I were able to have permanent residence, so much more would be possible, which is why I'm really, really hopeful. And I would appreciate your prayers along those lines this week. We'll see what answers I have for you next.